In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to the Queen to suspend Parliament. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denied his country's been spying on the US. And in cricket, Mitch Marsh dominates the day, one of fifth Ashes tests for Australia. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to Queen Elizabeth II when advising her to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks. The question comes after Scotland's High Court ruled that the Parliament made an unlawful attempt to avoid democratic scrutiny. Mr Johnson is denying all claims and says he brought in the Queen's speech because Britain needs to plan its domestic policies.
We've been going on in this Parliament now for longer than any time since the Civil War. We need a Queen's speech. We need to get on with things. And Parliament will have time, both before and after that crucial summit on October 17th, 18th, to talk about the Brexit deal. I'm very hopeful that we will get a deal, as I say, at that crucial summit.
Parliament is suspended until the 14th of October, with Britain scheduled to leave the EU on the 31st. Former Foreign Minister Gareth Evans says there's hyper-anxiety in Australia over Chinese influence. Professor Evans, who's now the Chancellor of the Australian National University in Canberra, has pointed to media coverage of claims about Gladys Liu's links to China. Scott Morrison has accused the Victorian MP's critics of running a grubby smear campaign. Speaking at an Asia-Australia Leadership Summit, Professor Evans has condemned what he calls the hyper-anxiety over China's influence.
It's an environment of anxiety that bears no relationship to the objective evidence that we have about the minimal and the marginal nature of such influence as has been sought. And it's an environment which utterly misrepresents the reality of the overriding loyalty which Chinese Australians have always had to this country.
The US Supreme Court has ruled in favour of a government plan to limit the ability of people to claim asylum. The policy bars people arriving at the southern border with Mexico from seeking protection if they fail to seek asylum in a country they've passed through en route. The plan will affect the tens of thousands of Central American migrants who travel north through Mexico to try to get into the US. Mexico's foreign secretary says he disagrees with the court ruling, calling it astonishing.
Estados Unidos tiene una política migratoria durísima.
The United States has a very hardline immigration policy. The court's decision is astonishing in the impact that it's going to have. A court of the United States. So what do we have to do? Create alternatives so people don't have to take on those risks. We're concerned about that. We're not generating this. This is generated by the lack of options over there.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denied a report that his country has been spying on the United States. A report in the US news site Politico claims three former senior US officials believe Israel was behind the planting of surveillance devices found near the White House. Mr. Netanyahu, who is just days away from a general election in Israel, says the report is a blatant lie. The devices are called International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers, or Stingrays, and they act like mobile phone towers. They trick mobile phones into sending their location, identity information, call contents and data usage. Politico claims a former senior intelligence officer believes the Israelis were responsible. The head of Australia's largest privately run nursing home provider has apologised for numerous lapses in the quality of care provided at its residences and admits that 18 homes are falling behind standards. Reports from the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission have revealed nearly a third of Bupa's homes are putting the elderly at risk. Chief Executive Hisham Al-Ansari has told the ABC the company lost its focus on providing quality care. In cricket, all-rounder Mitch Marsh has dominated on day one of the fifth Ashes test for Australia. England reached 8,271 at stumps, while Marsh suffered a cramp after his strong bowling performance, taking 4 wickets for 35. Marsh says it has been a long series, but he was working away, waiting for his opportunity. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 26, cloud clearing in Adelaide 19. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne 18, a few showers developing in Hobart and 14. It's sunny in Canberra 21 degrees, partly cloudy in Wollongong 19. Much the same in Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 20 and 21. It's sunny in Brisbane and 30. It's also sunny in Cairns and 27, and it's fine in Darwin, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.